The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of our webpage. Hello and welcome to this special presentation here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. I'm Dick Russ, your host, and for the next half hour, we have the great pleasure and the honor to be with Father Jacques Philippe. Father Philippe, as you know, is a famed spiritual director, priest for 35 years, and author of about a dozen books on spiritual life, on very practical ways to bring prayer into your life, into the Holy Spirit. All kinds of subject matter and things that should be a part of any prayerful person's life. Father Jacques, thank you for visiting us here in Cleveland at AM 1260.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Bonjour. Father is from France, obviously, and we'll proceed in English this morning, Father.
Yes.
And thank you for being here. You've been a priest now for 35 years in the Community of the Beatitudes. And this is a community of lay people and ordained religious that started in France.
Yes.
And it's still there, right?
Yes, the community was founded by a group of lay people. But quickly, there were some, among the single people, some who wanted to be priests or to be consecrated. So now in the community, we have all the states of life. So we have lay families, but also priests and sisters.
And you live together in community?
We share the same spirituality. Not everybody is living together. The consecrated are living together. For lay people, it depends. It's more flexible. Some live inside the community. Some have own house and live outside. But we share the spirituality. We have meeting together and time for meeting, for prayer. And we work also together for the service of the gospel.
What is the charism of the community, the mission?
The first call of the community is a call to prayer, to intimacy with God, to a deep meeting and relationship with the Lord. And after, to have a community life, so to pray together, to support each other. And we are a call for evangelization, for prayer. We pray for unity of the church. We pray also for Jewish people, for the meeting between Christianity and Jewish people. And we have a commitment for evangelization and also service of the poor to manifest God's mercy towards everybody. And
much of your work, Father, in spiritual direction, retreats, conferences, presentations, and in your books is about prayer. And one of your more recent books is the one I have right here, 9 days to rediscover the joy of prayer. So prayer is something, especially in the Western world, has been to a large degree forgotten. People say we don't have time to pray, but you say we can very quickly rediscover prayer.
We think that prayer is essential. And also in the apostolic life of the community, one of our main effort is to bring people to personal prayer, because we think today mostly it's essential for every Christian to have a personal prayer life, personal meeting with the Lord, to be brought to some experience of the living God in our personal life. It's essential because we cannot be just a Christian who goes to Mass or who practices some exterior thing. We have to be, today it's indispensable, we have to be a Christian who can testimony of a personal encounter with God and relationship with the Lord.
Even the apostles asked our Lord, teach us to pray.
Yes.
And if someone is listening to us now and says, well, I don't know how do I start? I don't have the time. How does one start to either begin to pray or remember how they used to pray at another time?
Well, I think perhaps the first thing to do is to begin to pray. So to decide for prayer, to decide to take every day as much as possible and time with the Lord.
Can be what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes is good for a beginning. For me, it has been important because for many years ago, it was when I was 25, I don't remember, years old, I had a difficult time in my life. I felt a bit lost, and I went to a retreat because I understood I had to have contact with the Lord, and there I will find solution for my difficulties. And so I made a retreat in a monastery, and I felt very clearly that God was asking me to take every day 15 minutes of prayer. I did not hear a voice, but it was an inner conviction light I received, as if God was telling me, this is what I ask you, to take every day 15 minutes of prayer. Not less, no more, but not less. So be faithful. So it was a kind of inner conviction I had. And so I did. I began to take every day 15 minutes with the Lord, to put me at the presence of God, to speak to him, to try to listen to him, and also to meditate the Bible as a basis of my prayer life. And so it has been very important because little by little, through the faithfulness to prayer, I find again peace, and I could see more clearly what I had to decide. And so God was guiding me. And so if I could become a priest, it is because of this 15 minutes of prayer I took every day at that time.
If someone listening is having some trouble in their life personally, has a big decision to make, something is happening where they don't know what to do and they need some guidance, will this clarity come to them through prayer as it did for you? Will they find an answer? How does that process work?
But I think what is important is our goodwill. And so to be faithful to prayer, express a goodwill to be open to God, to listen to him, to put God at the center of my life and to let me be guided by God. So the faithfulness to prayer express this goodwill, this openness, this desire to be close to God and to welcome him in my personal life. And so if you express this goodwill, God will help you through very different means. So you can receive some inspiration in prayer, you can meet some people who will help you to understand how to go forward in life. You can leave some event in your life which will be important to help you to understand what you have to do, for instance. So the basis is goodwill, faithfulness, to be in contact with the Lord, and after, the Lord is using a lot of different means to speak to you, to guide you.
But you have to listen.
But I think that the faithfulness to prayer help us to be in openness, so to be capable to listen to God. Because what we do in prayer, essentially, is to be attentive to God's presence, to believe in God, to believe in his mercy, in his love, and so to be attentive to him, to his presence. So prayer is a school of listening. It's a school of openness, of listening, of receptivity. And so after, God is using this to speak to you and to guide you.
In your books and in your talks, and we had the honor of attending a couple of these here in the Cleveland area. You are spending about a week here in Cleveland, and we hope you found the people here very welcoming to you.
Yes.
In your talks about prayer and in your books, it leads to being open to the Holy Spirit as well, that the Holy Spirit is very instrumental in recognizing what the Holy Spirit can do, what the role is, and how the Holy Spirit can be a very much a part of this prayer life. How does that happen, Father?
The action of the Holy Spirit in our life is very important, is essential, because it is the Spirit of the Lord who helps us to become children of God. The Holy Spirit is giving us the light we need to walk with the Lord, and also the strength we need. This action of the Holy Spirit, sometimes it's very, we can perceive it, we can feel it. But sometimes also the action of the Holy Spirit is secret. You don't always feel how the Holy Spirit is working, but anyway, it's working if you are open to Him. So the action of the Holy Spirit sometimes is clear, you can perceive it. Sometimes it is secret, hidden. But what is important is to understand and to practice attitudes who keep us open to His presence and to His work.
So important to you that you wrote a book, in the School of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
What do you mean by that, the School of the Holy Spirit, that we have much to learn from the Spirit?
I think so. He's a good guide. Alors, I repeat, and we do not always feel hear Him, but what is important is openness, is goodwill, to ask God, this guidance of the Holy Spirit, to pray, to receive the blessing and the action of the Holy Spirit in our life, and to try as much as possible to be open to Him in different ways. For instance, I gave a talk a few days ago on this topic, how to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit. So there are some points, I think, which are important to help us to have this openness to God. It's faithfulness to prayer, as I told a few minutes ago, but also trusting God, also humility, also desire to obey to God, and to living the present moment, and so on. So I think one important aspect of Christian life is to discover, to understand, and to practice day after day some attitudes keep us open to the Holy Spirit. And after some time, the Holy Spirit will speak in a clear way. We will have some inspiration, some light. Sometimes He will be more silent. We won't always feel His presence, but what is important is to keep this openness and to have a great desire to be guided by the Holy Spirit, not to decide, not to live only according to my ideas, my desire, but to try to more and more to be open to God's will on my life, to decide to follow Christ in a deep and serious way. And the more this desire is deep in my life, the more God will guide me. As I said a few before, God to guide me can use many different things. Sometimes it may be an inspiration, a light I receive in prayer, a desire who is growing in my heart. Sometimes it may be a word coming from some people. It may be a circumstance who opened my eyes, to God's guidance. Very often also the light of the Holy Spirit can be given to me through the Bible, through the Word of God. This is also an important way of the Holy Spirit to guide me and to speak to Him. It may be through the Scripture, through a text. Perhaps sometimes it is a text I have read many times, but which does not speak to me in a very special way. But one day, because I need it, because I desire the guidance of God, of the Holy Spirit, this passage of the Scripture becomes very clear and speaks to my heart. It's a beautiful experience also sometimes to see that the text of the Bible, the word of Jesus, of Paul, a verse of a psalm, sometimes a very old text can speak to me today in a very clear way. And I can say it is exactly what I had to, the word I was needy of, it's exactly this one today for me. This is very beautiful. And this is a grace of the Holy Spirit when He opened to us the understanding of the Scripture.
We're talking with Father Jacques Philippe, who is our guest here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Father is in Cleveland for a visit, doing some spiritual talks, and we're very honored to have him here in the studio with us. Father, one of the things that you mentioned concerning prayer and the spiritual life, and you've done this in your books and in your talks, and you just mentioned it a minute or two ago, living in the present moment. In our day, so many people worried about what happened yesterday. What's going to happen tomorrow? What about next year? What? Yes. And this consumes the life of many people, and it's probably a natural human condition. But you are emphasizing to live in this moment because this is the only moment you can have some control of.
Yes, it is true, because the past, we cannot change it. The future, we cannot program it completely. So what belongs to us is now, the present moment. There I am free to open my heart to God, I am free to decide today. So I think what is important is little by little to learn more and more to live in this present moment, to live in the presence of God, to trust in God and to be open to Him. And so to do today what I am supposed to do, what God is asking me today, to be attentive to this. So to give my past, to entrust my past to God's mercy, and not to worry too much about my mistakes. Well, I have to acknowledge it. I have some time to confess my sin, but I don't have to worry too much about the past, and also not to worry about the future, and to entrust my future to God's providence, as Jesus says in the Gospel. Jesus is insisting a lot on this. I do not worry about tomorrow. Your Father knows what you need, and He will give you what you need. So do what you have to do today. Entrust your past to God's mercy. Entrust your future to God's providence, and be attentive to what you have to do today. And when we do that, we are more free, we are more peaceful, and also more capable to welcome God's grace, to welcome the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So it's important.
And this takes us back to the most famous book, The Interior Freedom. You mentioned that this makes us free.
Yes.
People feel bound by so many things. This freedom that you mention inside, how is this possible in a world that makes so many demands on us, that has so much suffering, so much responsibility, so many worries? How can we be, Father Jacques, how can we be free within ourselves?
No, it's a complex question. I would say what makes us free is more and more to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Paul says, where there is the Spirit of God, there is freedom. Because the Spirit makes us more and more free regarding our fears. Also, is little by little healing us in our wounds, making us more and more capable to rely upon God, to trust in God, to be open to Him. And this makes us more free. But I think what is the essential regarding this question of freedom is to understand that what makes us free is not to do exactly what I want to do or to control everything, because it's not possible. But what makes me free in an authentic way is to grow in faith, to believe more in God's mercy, in God's faithfulness, to rely more and more upon God. So to grow in faith, to grow in trust, in hope, to put all my hope in God, and to rely more and more upon His mercy, His faithfulness, and also to grow in faith, to grow in hope, and also to grow in love, in charity. This is what leads us to freedom. Because what is freedom? Freedom is not to be capable to do whatever things I want to do, because it's not always possible, but the true freedom is freedom to love. And what is a free person? I think that the good definition of a free person is not a superman who has a magic possibility to realize all his dreams, or the person capable to control everything, to resolve any kind of problem, because it does not exist. We are poor creatures. But I think what is a free person? It is a person capable, in any circumstance, good or difficult, to love. To love God, to love my neighbor, and also to love myself. That is to welcome me as I am. This is a true freedom. A capacity, in every circumstance, easy or difficult, good or bad, to be capable to love. To love my God and to trust Him, to love my brothers and sisters, to be patient, to be merciful, to forgive, to accept the other person as he or she is, and also to be in peace with myself. But on my opinion, this is true freedom, capacity to love in any circumstance. But there is a very, we understand what is freedom when you understand the very deep link that there is between freedom and love. Freedom is essential because when there is no freedom, there is no true love. What is to love? To love, it is to give myself freely to this person and to welcome freely this person. When there is freedom, there may be authentic love. When there is no freedom, there is violence, there is domination, there is no authentic love. So freedom is indispensable and important because it is a condition of a true love between persons. There is love when two persons, in a free way, give themselves to each other. So freedom is a necessity for true love. But in the other direction, if I can say, so there is no love without freedom, but we can say also there is no true freedom outside of love. What is to be free is to be capable to love. But it's good to be free. Bon, I am free, I have freedom, but what do I do with my freedom? And if I don't use my freedom to love, to serve, to give myself to God and to other people, my freedom, I will lose it after a time, because I will be prisoner of my pride or ambition or wounds of a lot of things. And so the only way to be true and to keep my freedom, and that my freedom may grow more and more, is to use my freedom as at the service of love, if I can say, to use my freedom to love God, to love my neighbor, to love myself. And so my freedom will be authentic and more and more wide. If I don't use my freedom to love, if I just use my freedom for my selfish plans or in a selfish way, just to take pleasure of life and not to worry about, not take care of nobody, little by little I will lose my freedom.
It sounds like a paradox. To become more free requires the trust and the surrender.
Yes, even. Yes.
So, and that's a very difficult step for some people, to let go of that worry, of that self, and surrender.
Yes.
And authentically love.
I think very often we want to be master of our life, to control everything, and to be the one mastering my life. But doing this, we lose our freedom. But this is a paradox of the gospel. And Jesus says, if somebody wants to save his life, he will lose it. But if he gives, he loses his life, he gives his life, he will save it. I think we can say this for freedom. If I want to protect my freedom, to keep my freedom, and nobody has to touch to my freedom because I want to be the master of my life, I will lose it. I will be prisoner of myself, of my selfishness, of my... But if I am, I have this trust, this boldness to lose my freedom in the sense of giving my freedom to God and using my freedom to serve and to love, I will save it.
Father, we have a few minutes left. We're talking with Father Jacques Philippe. I wanted to address the concerns of so many people along the lines of what we're talking about. Those who are suffering, those who have had some, let's say, serious illness or tragedy in their life, or something bad has happened to their family, they might say, well, it's easy for you to say love and trust and surrender, but we have great difficulty. How can I make this step and trust after what has happened to me, or what happened to my child, or what happened to my family? I know you addressed this in one of your talks, but yes, it's so important to people who are wounded today.
Yes. But it is sure that it's not easy at all in some difficult situation, in some suffering. It's not easy at all to trust God, to surrender to him. But I think it is what we have to do. Well, it's not easy, so we have to pray, to ask this grace, to ask for the Holy Spirit's help and God's help for this. But when we are living a difficult time, I think the way we have to walk on is this way of trusting, of relying upon God, of putting everything in his hands and surrendering to God. And if we have the courage to do that and we try to do it day after day, as I can, with my limitation, my littleness, but with goodwill, every day I try to pray God, to rely upon him, to trust him, to surrender to him. If we take this way, we will experience that God is faithful. Little by little, we will find peace, we will experience that God is good, and when somebody put in God his hope, God is faithful. Alors, I don't say that it's easy every day, but if we take this way of contact with God, of prayer, of relying upon him, hoping in him, and putting everything in his hands, as a little child is putting everything in the hand of the Father when he has a difficult time, but we will experience that God is a Father. He will answer to our confidence in him. And we will have little signs of God's presence, and we will see that he does not abandon us. We will experience God's faithfulness. But to experience the faithfulness of God, we have to rely upon him and to surrender our life to him.
Father Jacques, we're very grateful that you have come to visit us today. Before we go, can you leave us with a short prayer together?
Okay. Lord God, you so often in the Bible, in the word of Jesus, you speak to us to be our Father, that you welcome us as your children. And we want to believe in this. We want to trust in you. We want to be open to your presence and to your blessing. We just want to pray as Jesus taught us and to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the heart of a child to be capable to welcome God as a Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And let us ask the blessing of God, the mercy of God, visit everybody who is listening to this program. May the blessing of God, the peace of God, come in our hearts, our life, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Jacques Philippe. You've been listening to a special program here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. For all of us here at The Rock, I'm Dick Russ. Thank you so much for joining us.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of the webpage.